Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of The News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's January 20th, 2015. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Amazon is gonna make some movies. It was announced on Monday they plan to produce 12 movies per year. Now, those movies are gonna hit theaters first, of course, and then they're gonna show up on the Amazon Prime 4 to 8 weeks later. The company says the service will be called Amazon Original Movies and will focus on unique stories, voices, and characters from top and up-and-coming creators. The project will be spearheaded by Ted Hope, whose production company has been responsible for such classics as Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and Eat, Drink, Man, Woman. First one I heard of, second one I haven't. 12 movies a year, you say? If it's anything like Hollywood's track record, we'll get about 2 good ones. HTC is about to unveil its first smartwatch, well, at least a couple months from now. According to Bloomberg, the smartwatch will be released around the time of the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. That would be around the 2nd to 5th of March. They're also going to be unveiling a new smartphone along with it. The smartwatch is going to be tied up with Under Armour's fitness service, and from what we've been hearing, it's going to be running a custom version of Android. That I gotta see. Ah, another smartwatch in March. Imagine that. Apparently, those fine folks over the NSA seen signs that Sony was about to get hacked. New documents revealed that the NSA had tapped into North Korea networks years before these attacks happened to Sony and saw indications that such an attack probably could happen. The NSA attempted to break into the computer systems in North Korea way back in 2010, and according to former U.S. and foreign officials, they got into North Korea's networks via Chinese-connected networks. The project was called the Classified Security Agency Program, and what they did is they put malware into these computers in North Korea so they could keep an eye on them. Over time, this implanted software provided a steady source of information about North Korea's digital activities. I'm sure the folks over at Sony are probably thinking to the NSA, hey, yeah, thanks for the heads up, guys. Really appreciate it. Do you remember way back in 2007 when Steve Jobs then said, nobody wants a stylus? Quoting that, we already have a pointing device. It's called our finger. Well, times may be a-changin' over at Apple. Apple has filed several patent applications relating to a stylus and a touch-sensitive display capable of receiving signals from such a device. Apparently, all of these rumors are pointing to yet another rumor of plans for Apple to introduce its 12.9-inch iPad, which, you know, we've called many, many a times the iPad Pro. Of course, an Apple spokesperson declined to comment on the such speculation. However, though, we did think we got a comment from Steve Jobs from Beyond, quoting, that's a seems Samsung might be feeling a little bit of pressure, at least from the design point of view, from over at Apple. According to a report over at the Korean Herald, Samsung has installed a new global design chief. Lee Dong-tae is his name. Sounds like a brand of wine. What are you having? Yes, I'm having Lee Dong-tae. And he came from the same design place as Johnny Ive did. Yes, the Tangerine, based over in London. According to the Korean Herald, he will work directly underneath the CEO, don't know if that's literally, and will elevate Samsung's overall design rather than focus on a specific product. This is all kind of going up to the rumors of the new redesigned Galaxy S6 that's supposed to be launched this year. So with Lee in the designer's driver's seat now, it'll be interesting to see where Samsung plans on taking its image in 2015. Scientists at the University of Texas in Austin have developed a genetic, shall we say, glue that forms gel that's useful for 3D printing organic tissue. Yeah, 3D printing tissue. What this thing does is design the custom whatever you're trying to make, an organ or have you be. Then you have the DNA strands that bond just the way you like them. They're saying this will let hospitals and labs create organs that grow in a specific way and take on specific structures. Right now, they're having very good success with small-scale efforts, but scaling it up to human-sized parts is going to be a challenge. I really hope we get there. This is the part of technology that I really love. Can you just imagine being in a hospital one day and saying, you know what, I kind of need a new heart. Why don't you go fire up that 3D printer? And finally, Thanks to Andy Vaughn for pointing this one out to me over at Anders UK on Twitter. Deep frying. Ooh, I love deep frying. I deep fry anything. I'll deep fry a turkey. I'll deep fry my fries. I'll deep fry my batteries.
What?
South Korean researchers have created a highly conductive, stable electrode materials, spraying graphene oxide droplets into a very hot blend of acid and organic solvent. Yes, much like the oil that you would just drop your chicken into to get it all nice and fried up. Now, no, the concoction isn't, shall we say, tasty, but when the graphene opens, their 3D structure makes them far better for transferring electrical charges. Now, this is just one little small ingredient, shall we say, no pun intended, to make battery life a little bit better, but it's a step in the right direction. And should all the concoction come together, your future smartphone, or any other thing, shall we say, with a battery in it, may last a lot longer than it does now. But don't be thinking of the ways that people did before, like with the microwaves, you know, the iPhones, they put them in there. Oh, yeah, I heard you can charge it. Nah, this ain't gonna work like that. You can't be like, you know what? My iPhone's a little low on battery. Throw that some in the fire later. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with Wednesday's edition of The News Show to get you caught up on the best tech news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. Until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you very much for listening.